Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the incredibly talented and amazing Renee De La Gaza is here. Welcome back, Renee.
My pleasure. Good evening.
And Renee is in the capacity of representing Opera Providence, and we have the supreme one, the president of Opera Providence, the founder, the director. No, I guess he's not the founder, but he does everything else.
Yes, he does.
Bob DiRubbio is here. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Nice to have you both with us, and we're going to catch up on Opera Providence and talk about a great new season that's about to start just a few weeks away, where Opera Providence will be holding its winter concert series at the Blythewald Mansion on 101 Ferry Road in Bristol. And it's going to be Sunday, January 24th, and we're going to find out all about that and how you can get tickets and participate and support this wonderful group called Opera Providence. Bob, I mentioned you do a lot of things. You are the president, that's correct?
Correct.
And how long has Opera Providence been around, for those people that don't remember?
Opera Providence has been around now for 23 years.
23 years. So correct. You did this right out of high school. You started.
Correct.
And you started doing that. Well, maybe a few years after that.
A few years after. My tenure began when Opera Providence, which runs a school program called Opportunity, wanted to be a part of the Providence school system in an after-school program capacity. Mm-hmm. So at that point, the then executive director, who was Catherine Jennings, had approached and said, is there some way that we can get these type of programs into the schools? I was assistant superintendent in Providence and was thinking about ways to bring music into the schools and to show students that there was a different variety of music out there besides what they were traditionally exposed to on the radio. And so we started an after-school program featuring Opera Providence and Opportunity.
Well, there you go. And Renee, you got involved a few years after that.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago that I began with Così Fan Tutte, and I was kind of in the background for that. And then Merry Widow was the opera that I was a big part of.
Right. And your background, for those three people in the listening audience that don't know you, is a teacher and performer yourself.
Right. I'm a full professor at URI. And I'm also just recently begun teaching one day a week at Rhode Island College. And then I have my duties as artistic director for Opera Providence.
All right. But still performing yourself too, right?
Yes. Yes. I'll be singing on this concert, actually.
Well, there we go. So let's talk about that. Sunday afternoon, January 24th, I believe a 3 o'clock start. And it's at Blythewald Mansion. And Bob, it's an event. It's more than just music. It's an event, right? You have all kinds of things going on there.
Sure. We've been very fortunate to be part of, or to call Blythewald our winter home for the past 6 years, in doing performances both on a Friday and on a Sunday afternoon. This year, the concerts are just on Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m., We felt that the 3 p.m. concerts afforded more people the opportunity to come out, listen to some great music, have a little bit of refreshments, a little bit of pastry, a little bit of wine, and listen to a concert and still drive home while it's light outside.
That's a good idea. All right. So the concert will be consisting this time of what, Renee?
Well, we're going to be doing, it's called Rome, From Rome to Napoli. We begin in Rome with the opera Tosca. Mm-hmm. We take a circuitous route down to Calabria for I Pagliacci, and then we go back to Napoli for some Neapolitan songs.
Oh, well, there we go. All right. So what piece are we going to start with?
Well, we'd like to have you listen to an aria from Tosca that the character Cavadorossi sings, Recondita Armonia.
colori.
Eccellenza, vado, fa il tuo piacere, pieno il paniere, fa penitenza.
Fame non ho,
oh, mi rincresce. Va di quando è chiuda, va, va.
The concert is going to be Sunday, January 24th, 3 o'clock at the Blythewald Mansion, which is a beautiful, beautiful place to have a performance like this. And Bob, frequently, it's not the largest venue in the world, so it does sell out. So people should get tickets quickly, right?
Correct. The seating for it is in the living room where the Concert Grand is located. So it's about 75 seats, which is max for the performance. And we currently have about 55 seats already sold. So those people wishing to attend should call early at 401-331-6060 and reserve your seat for the performance.
That's 401-331-6060. Easy way to remember it, 6060. Operators are standing by. And if you call now and mention Conducting Conversations, you'll receive an 8x10 autographed picture of Bob DeRobbio.
Framed.
Framed,
definitely. Well, all right. I have been framed before.
All right, Renee, we listened to that first piece. We're going to continue with the same program. And what's the next one?
Well, the next one is, it's called the Te Deum. And this is sung by the character, the chief of police, Scarpia. And he is in church, but he's not singing about churchly ideas. And he's really reflecting on how he would like to seduce Tosca, the leading character.
Tre sbirri, una carrozza, presto, seguila dovunque vada, ho visto... Proveri.
Va bene, mi convegna.
Palazzo Farnese. Va Tosca. Nel tuo cuor s'annida Scarpia. Yeah.
Renee, we have time to sneak in one more piece before our first commercial break, and we're going to stay in Rome, though, right?
We're still in Rome, and now we're going to listen to Tosca sing her very famous aria, Visi d'Arte, and this is where Tosca is being seduced by Scarpia, and all of a sudden the opera puts on the brakes, and she just sings this beautiful aria in which she reminisces about her life on the stage and how important art is to her. So it takes us out of the drama that we're mm-hmm. in, and just Puccini said he just wanted to have a beautiful aria at that point. So
excellent.
And it is a beautiful aria.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Opera Providence. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Renee Delgazza and Dr. Robert DeRobio from Opera Providence. Bob, as we call him here now that we're all familiar. Ticket prices are very reasonable for your upcoming concert, which is going to be Sunday, January 24th at Blythewald. Not only do they get dessert, they get wine tasting, right?
Correct.
As well as the concert. And the frame picture of you, if they're fortunate. Right. This is the kind of thing where pricing should not be prohibitive, right?
Correct. The pricing is $40 per person. If it's a couple, it's $70. And if you're members of Blythewald, they have their own member price, which I believe is $35 per person.
Wow. So
it's really an exciting afternoon. Come to the concert, go to dinner afterwards, and you're home to watch your favorite football game.
There you go. And yeah, that could be an important one.
Definitely.
But the interesting thing is that if you go to PPAC and you see a Broadway series production or something like that, you very easily could be paying $100 and you're there with 3,000 of your closest friends versus $40 going to Blythewald and having an intimate setting, seeing the singers up close and personal, and even getting to meet them if and so forth. So that's a great deal. So you should take advantage of that. The phone number is 401-331-6060 or 331-6060. You can also go online and check out the website and get more information. And that's a real tough website to remember. It's called operaprovidence.org. There you go. All right. Renee, let's get back to the music. And we're changing gears now. We're moving along. The car is rolling down the road. And where are we ending up?
Well, we're now in Calabria, and we'll be listening to a couple of selections from I Pagliacci. And the first one, of course, is the prologue to Pagliacci, which is sung by the character Tonio, and he introduces the opera and explains that the characters are human and they're singing about very strong dramatic emotions.
Di carne e ossa. Ora ascoltate come gli svolgo. Andiamo! Incomincio!
Renee, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you a question. At the performance at Blythewald, do people have any clue as to what's going on, or do you just sing one song right after the other?
Oh, no, no. I usually discuss and explain each composition that we're going to sing beforehand,
okay,
and give them a little history of the opera and kind of put it in each piece in its context in terms of the operatic story.
So you can learn things.
You can learn. It's educational.
All right. Because I hate going to a performance where something just happens. I go, what was that?
What was that? You're right.
What was that? All right, let's go to our next piece.
Okay, now we're going to listen to Recitar, or better known as Vesti la Giubba. This is sung by the character Canio. And in this aria, he's just learned that his wife is having an affair with a young man in the village. And he has to put on his makeup and get ready for the evening performance. And he's totally distraught.
Applaudirà tra buca e latte e fuori.
off air, we discussed the fact that I like leaving applause in these performances because it lets the audience know that they're live cuts and no studio singing here. This is the real thing.
Right. This is a Metropolitan Opera performance, live performance with Lucina Mara, Franco Corelli, and Anselmo Colzani, and the conductor is Nello Santi.
Well, before we started the show, you told me an interesting little factoid about one of the females in that recording.
Yes.
We may not have the exact dates and times in place, but this person has been to Rhode Island before.
Right. Lucina Mara, she gave a concert in Providence about 10 years ago. And at that time, she was in her probably early 70s. And I was just amazed at how beautifully she still could sing, you know, and her voice was quite well preserved for her age. And I had heard her sing on the Metropolitan Opera Tour a number of years ago when I was in school in Boston, and she was sang Tosca. And mm-hmm. She was fantastic.
We have it all in Providence. They are. We have time for another piece before our next break. What'll that be?
I thought it would be kind of fun to play the intermezzo from I Pagliacci. It's one of the few instrumental pieces in the opera, and it's very beautiful. It starts out very with a lot of drama, and then it ends very very beautifully and very calmly.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Bob DeRovio and Rene Della Gaza representing Opera Providence. And Bob, one of the things that Opera Providence does besides have these concerts, these winter series concerts, is you help promote opera music and good music, right, in different ways, different fashions. And you have a board of directors that all participate and try to get this thing off the ground, or not really. but it takes a lot of work to do this, so I'm sure there is some supporting cast somewhere along the line.
Definitely. Well, we have an active board of directors that helps with the productions. We also have my wife, who does a lot of designing for the programs, covers and stuff, and a nice cadre of students that come from the Trinity Academy for the Performing Arts, that when we have our major productions, they work backstage and learn a little bit about the theater from the perspective of what it takes to go into a production versus sitting in the audience and just watching that production.
Right, a lot of things going on behind the scene. And we're talking about, for the winter concert series, Sunday, January 24th, 3 o'clock at Blythewald. Then again, Sunday on Valentine's Day, February 14th, there'll be another. And then Sunday, March 13th, another concert, and all of them different. And Renee, on the Valentine's concert, where do we go to for that kind of music?
Well, we're going to have a wonderful trio of female singers, Sarah Dunn, soprano. She's actually from Rhode Island. Catherine McKellar, who is a very fine soprano from Boston. And Alexandra Dietrich, who's also a very fine mezzo-soprano from the Boston area. We'll be doing kind of a mixed bag of really beautiful Valentine's Day songs, a trio from Der Rosenkavalier of Richard Strauss, some operetta favorites, and some songs from the American Songbook. So it should be a fun afternoon.
Excellent. And how about the March concert?
Now, the March concert is Rhode Island's finest. I coined that because it's Rhode Island's finest singers, and that should be kind of a fun...
I didn't get a phone call, Renee.
You well, I'm sorry, Mike.
It's coming.
Okay, yeah.
It's in the mail. The singers for that performance are Erin Rogers. She's a recent graduate of the New England Conservatory of Music. Eden Castile, who is from the Providence area.
And Eden has been on this program before.
Right.
Good
and,
performer.
Gohar Manjalikian, she's a mezzo-soprano. She's lives in Rhode Island, originally from Yerevan, Armenia. Max Littman, who's a student at the University of Rhode Island. He's a tenor. Fred Scheff, who everyone knows.
Everyone knows
everyone
Dr.
Fred. Everyone knows Fred. And I will be singing as well. And baritone Jason Sheely will be appearing with us as well. And the accompanist for that performance is Eric Mazanson.
Wow, quite a lineup. And in this concert, we didn't talk much about the one coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Right.
What about the cast for that?
The Valentine's Day?
No, the one on January 24th.
In January, yeah, very important. Yeah. Yuriko Nonaka is our soprano. She's from the Boston area. She's actually toured in Russia. She's a Japanese singer. And very fine soprano. Our tenor is Giovanni Formisano, who is originally from Naples, Italy, and he lives in Massachusetts, and he's a very fine singer, and I will be performing as well, and the accompanist that afternoon will be Eric Mazanson.
Renee, as Bob mentioned, he has students involved with Opera Providence in the background, and you get to have the opportunity to have some of your students involved too, right?
That's correct. It's been a very valuable teaching tool for my students and students at the University of Rhode Island that are singers, and also at Rhode Island College. We've incorporated many of our students into the productions, so they sing chorus. They've also, some of them have performed small roles with the company. Christopher Davey is one of the singers who is a student at URI. He's a senior. He'll be graduating, and shows a lot of promise as a professional singer. And, you know, these opportunities for our students to perform with professional singers, it's I always say it's worth 30 voice lessons, because if you stand next to someone who is really an accomplished singer, you learn so much from the way that they behave, their stage deportment, their professionalism. That's sure, another thing that's very, yeah. very important for our young singers. And it's just an opportunity for them to experience music that maybe they never have experienced in the past, and it's a wonderful teaching tool for them.
Now, if people want to get involved and quote unquote help out Opera Providence because mm-hmm. they think that was something they would enjoy, is there a way they can do that, Bob? They just call you up and volunteer?
Definitely, they can call me at 401-331-6060. They can use contact us on the operaprovidence.org website. I just want to add one more thing that Brene is saying, that it's been my pleasure to watch the professional growth that a lot of the students that Brene has talked about when they come in and start singing in the chorus of our productions and then make their way up to be a semi headliner for our performances. Mm-hmm. The 4 years or the 3 years of transition between those two stages is so dramatic that it's our pleasure to give them the opportunity to become the professionals that we know that they can become.
Excellent. Rene, in your experience as someone whose life is music, what kind of percentage, in other words, if I was a football player at the University of Rhode Island, I would think my odds of becoming a professional football player were slim.
Right.
Is there a better shot for someone in music, do you think? Can people make a living doing this today, in today's market, in today's world?
You know, if you ask around, I know Yo-Yo Ma was asked that question just last week, and he said his feeling was that, yes, there are opportunities. People can be successful in music, but it takes a tremendous amount of work, dedication, and perseverance.
Right. And I think the important thing is that they can come from anywhere. They don't have to come from New York City. They don't have to come from Chicago or Los Angeles. They could be in Kingston, Rhode Island, or any place else and still have the opportunities that everybody else has.
Absolutely. And Opera Providence provides wonderful opportunities for our Rhode Island singers and for, you know, our audiences.
Right.
And this is really one of the things that we're striving to do, is to open up opera to and introduce it to youngsters in Rhode Island. And it's all part of expressing our culture and teaching.
Excellent. All right, just reviewing one more time, the concert Sunday, January 24th, 3 o'clock at Blythewald Mansion, and the phone number, 401-331-6060, or go to operaprovidence.org. I want to thank you both for coming in before we get to our last piece of music. Thanks, Bob. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
And Rene, always a pleasure to see you and have you here in the studio.
Likewise. Thank you.
Let's talk about this last piece of music, which I think just about everybody will know.
Yes, we're going to be hearing a wonderful recording sung by Giuseppe Di Stefano, a singer from the 50s, O Sole Mio of Di Capua.
Excellent. We'll listen to that. And then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Cosa è la giornata?
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.